This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. We're going to hear now how the U.S. military is tracking enemies in two very different parts of the world. In a moment, we'll hear from the general who's leading a new command in Africa. First, we go to Pakistan, where the U.S. has struck again at militants near the border with Afghanistan. The American airstrikes yesterday killed at least 45 militants. That's the highest reported death toll since the U.S. began deploying those missiles in the region. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
The details of the assault on the remote tribal area of South Waziristan, known as Pakistan's Badlands, are still emerging. But local media report that dozens of militants were killed when three drone missiles were fired on Taliban fighters as they gathered for a funeral of fellow militants. Those fighters had been killed earlier in a separate drone attack. The bloody day represents the first drone strikes on the hometown base of Batula Masood, Pakistan's public enemy number one. The Pakistan Taliban leader, whom the U.S. blames for the assassination of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, has unleashed terror attacks here that have claimed the lives of many civilians. And Massoud's training camp in South Waziristan is reported to produce suicide vests and the recruits to wear them. He is said to have some 1,500 battle-hardened fighters. Retired Brigadier Mahmoud Shah says the head of the Massoud tribe has consolidated power in the lawless tribal area with cunning, avoiding battle when he is weak, fighting only when he is strong.
He's a very clever chap. You also must keep in mind that Batula Masood is no longer a Masood. Actually, Masood is representing Al-Qaeda. And you have some elements of Al-Qaeda also behind him.
A rival who dared set up a competing faction against Batula Masood was murdered yesterday. Zainuddin Masood was gunned down by his bodyguard following dawn prayers. The younger challenger was urging men to defect from Masood, whom he condemned for killing civilians. Zainuddin's killing is seen as part of the enmity that governs the tribal areas. But defense analyst Khalid Aziz says the animosities among the Masood clan are intensifying to the benefit of the government.
It's good for the government because it divides the Masoods. Now they'll have rivalry amongst themselves.
Others say the assassination of Zainuddin represents a setback for Islamabad. It adds to Batula's reputation for ruthlessness. He's accused of the murder. And author Ahmed Rashid says it will likely discourage opponents of Masood from publicly opposing him and siding with the government in South Waziristan.
The key to this is that you have to protect these people. And if you can't give them protection, they're not going to come to your side and they're certainly not going to fight for you.
As Batula Masood hunts his rivals, the Pakistan army hunts him. Security forces are squeezing his stronghold, cutting off the main routes leading to his bases and pounding them from the air. The military has promised a major offensive against what it calls the epicenter of militancy in South Waziristan. But Army spokesman Major General Attar Abbas says the full-scale assault is not yet underway.
Having said that, the pre-positioning of the forces have been done. We are in the preliminary phases of the operation. It's part of the preparatory maneuver.
As the Army's two-month-old offensive against the Taliban in nearby Swat Valley winds down, operations in South Waziristan are expected to step up. They will be closely watched in Washington. The United States would like the area flushed of Taliban as possible in advance of a new deployment of American troops just over the border in Afghanistan later this year. Khalid Aziz believes the Pakistan Army and the U.S. are working in concert along the border, but he says Pakistan is also hitting Waziristan now because of fresh intelligence.
That something else is cooking up, something big.
He says the Pakistani army is moving to preempt whatever Batula Masood may be planning. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.